informing America's farmers and ranchers. This is AOA, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Mike Pearson.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to AOA. Thank you for making us a part of your day today, and what a day it is. A quick look at the grain markets shows some movement there in a normally quiet time of year. We've got corn up 5, soybeans up 20 cents on the day. We'll be talking at the end of the show with Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing about where this market volatility could go. In segment two today, we're going to talk with Caitlin Glover, the executive director of the Public Lands Council, about the lack of a WOTUS rule from the Biden administration, and a look at what came out in the new omnibus funding bill from Congress. In segment three, Ted McKinney, CEO of NASDA, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, will be joining us. Those state departments have had a very busy year, just got some funding to promote some ag exports, and we're also going to talk about how they're getting ready for the farm bill. Before we dive into all of that, however, this is the holiday season. It's a time of year we sit down and reflect on how we can give back some of our time and talent and treasure to help make the world a better place. It's the reason for the season. And I was thinking about where can we go in agriculture to provide some assistance to our friends and neighbors that we can see. And there's a great organization out there I've heard so much about, and I'm looking forward to learning more right now, and that's Farm Rescue. If you're not familiar with Farm Rescue, stay tuned. We've got Dan Erdman. He's the Farm Rescue Marketing Program Manager joining us now to bring us up to speed. And Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. We really appreciate it.
You know, let's dive in. For folks who have perhaps not heard of Farm Rescue, Dan, give us the 10,000-foot view. What is it that your organization does?
You bet. So Farm Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to extending the livelihood of farm and ranch families during times of crisis. So we come in with the equipment and volunteers to lend a helping hand during planting, haying, harvest, livestock feeding assistance. And again, the whole point is to get them through that particular season and hopefully on to the next.
And that is so crucial in agriculture. If you're not there doing the work, you're not going to have the products to sell. Dan, can you talk a little bit about how Farm Rescue came to be? What was the impetus for this organization?
Well, it's funny you should talk about a 10,000-foot view of the organization. Our nonprofit was started by a man named Bill Gross, who is a pilot, and he grew up on a farm in North Dakota, and like a lot of families, they just couldn't make things work, and Bill was encouraged to go on to college, and again became a pilot. He's flown for UPS for many years now, and a lot of trips over the ocean and across the world here, and on one of those trips, he was just making small talk with a co-pilot of his about what their plans were after retirement. And Bill said he's always wanted to get a tractor and, go from farm to farm and just be this good Samaritan helping farm families. And his co-pilot kind of challenged him back then. That was right around 2005. Why wait until retirement to do that? And it kind of struck a chord with Bill. And that's kind of where the initial seed was planted for Farm Rescue. Again, he started this nonprofit, and it's grown a lot since 2005 when it was first founded. We're up to 7 states. We're about to add an 8th. And again, those services have grown too. Now it started with planting in the Dakotas. And again, it's all volunteers. So a pretty small group of volunteers that first year, but word has spread and many more people have jumped on board to support this mission in the field and financially. And now, again, we're offering planting, haying, harvest, livestock feeding assistance, and adding our 8th state come 2023.
And it's incredible when you think about this has been in existence since 2006, Dan, I believe was the first farm helped. How many different farmers and farm families has Farm Rescue worked with in a time of crisis to get that crop out or get that livestock fed?
Yeah, so again, it's been a lot of different reasons we're on the farm and a lot of different services provided, but we are planning this spring. It's looking like we will be assisting our 1,000th farm family since 2006. So
wow.
a lot of different families touched by the helping hand of Farm Rescue, and a lot of communities too, because again, every one of those families is important to those rural communities, and so just the ripple effect of what's being done at this organization, the incredible people that we have supporting it has truly grown and made a tremendous impact for a lot of folks.
And Dan, for our audience in particular, the reason I wanted to talk about Farm Rescue is twofold, because you can, if you are a farm family suffering that crisis, you can reach out for help, get some folks to come onto your operation, apply for assistance. Can you talk a little bit about how that process works and how you select the families who end up getting help?
Absolutely. So it is an application process, and we try to make it pretty simple because we realize there's a lot of stress already happening for a lot of those folks, and we don't want to add to that burden through the process. So again, pretty streamlined application process. You can do it right through our website. It's farmrescue.org. The three kind of main qualifiers we say are injury, illness, or natural disaster. So if you find yourself going through ongoing cancer treatments, farming and ranching are some of the most dangerous professions on the face of the earth, and so there's a lot of accidents that happen no matter how careful you're trying to be out there on the farm, and so we help a lot of folks that have those unexpected injuries. So if you find yourself going through a difficult time like that, hop on our website, farmrescue.org. You can fill out an application right there. We'd love to review that application. It goes to our board of directors, and when folks are reaching out to us, it's always a great need, a very, very vast majority of those that apply for assistance are approved for assistance. So we also take referrals because, as you might imagine, farmers and ranchers are very prideful people. They don't always want to ask for that help themselves. So we rely heavily on, spouses, neighbors, relatives, just people in the community that have taken notice of a family going through a difficult time or a farmer going through a difficult time. They let us know about that. We can then reach out to them and say, here's what we have to offer.
And then once you reach out, once that assistance has been granted and you put the team together, it's those volunteers, Dan, that come in, those angels in blue for Farm Rescue. Can you talk about how folks can sign up to be a volunteer and what that looks like?
Absolutely. Again, we have people that come from all walks of life, too. You might imagine we have a few farmers, current farmers, retired farmers that are out here supporting our efforts in the field and operating that equipment. But not everyone has a background in agriculture. We have military veterans and law enforcement officers, pastors, again, other pilots like our founder and president. We have a rocket scientist that comes up when he can in the spring from Alabama, works for NASA. So just people of all varieties that come up here. And those are some of the incredible stories of Farm Rescue and the work that's being done is just the folks that are offering that hand up. Again, it's not a handout. There's no money handed over by anyone. It's tangible support. We call it a hand up to get them
Absolutely.
Through that season. But yeah, just incredible people that are out there serving as our boots on the ground. And again, I say our website is kind of a one-stop shop. You hop on there, click on the volunteer page, and you can learn a little bit more about volunteering with Farm Rescue. If it's something you feel called to do, go ahead and sign up.
Absolutely, folks. We're always game to help out our neighbors. Farm Rescue is a way to take that agriculture consideration and extend it truly to these other 9 states. We've been speaking with Dan Erdman of Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Have a happy holidays and a great Christmas season here.
Same to you, sir. And folks, stay tuned. When AOA returns, we are going to talk to the executive producer of the Public Lands Council, Caitlin Glover, about what's going on in D.C. Stay here for more AOA.